out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
All right. So usually when you're going through the list of, all right, what needs to be done, a good cup of coffee is going to help make it seem just a little bit easier. We were sitting in our front room over the weekend, and one of the things that I noticed is that the front window that kind of looks out from our house, it needs a little bit of care, meaning that I got to get the squeegee and the sponge out, because on the inside, there are these little dots along the bottom of the window, and I realize that's my dog's nose print all along the window, because she likes to look out the window and feel tough at the big squirrels and birds and such that like to come to my bird bath and bird feeder in the front yard. So window cleaning is my job. So I get that taken care of, and my daughters will help when it comes to the back door, because that seems to be always one that gets a little bit beat up. But there are some things to do and some things to remember just around the house that is good during this fall season, because we're trying to get ready for winter, and we don't want to wait for that first big storm and have to go out in the cold. Not I, but the good deacon would have to get out there and clean the gutters. So we thought, as a help for all of the people out there who have honey-do lists, no matter what side of that coin that is, there are some things that you want to do. Maybe use this better weather to make sure you are ready for the winter and really fall season. So the first one is clean the gutters. Now, I'm not sure if now is the best time to do that or after all of the leaves for us, the hundreds of thousands of leaves that are going to be falling over the next month. They're going to get in the gutters, but that's kind of a yuck job. So, Brian, is this a before the leaves fall and after the leaves fall kind of a job?
Boy, that is a good question. I know, especially on our backside of the house, that the gutters are already overflowing with leaves. So I think I'm going to have to do it twice this year. Mm-hmm. I usually do it around the time I hang my Christmas lights.
Okay.
Which might be mid-November. If I get a really nice day in mid-November, I'll go ahead and I'll hang my Christmas lights. I know that, you know, as Catholics, we probably shouldn't do it that early, but I don't want to suffer frostbite by just hanging my Christmas lights. But I do, you know, maybe take that opportunity to clean out the gutters. But, okay. You know, November is traditionally our wet season here in the Boise area. So I think I'm going to have to clean those gutters probably this weekend before even more leaves fall, because they're already overflowing and the rain's just going to have no place to go. So it's usually just me, my stepladder, and my blower. And
okay.
I just blow them out all over the lawn, and then I suck them up with my lawnmower.
I like that. It's because it's still dry enough now that it's not going to be too hard. That's probably one of those things that it's like, yeah, we need to stay on top of that. Here's one of the things, too, that I want to get on top of this year, and it's getting the outdoor furniture taken care of. I'm not going to pull all of the furniture in because it's big furniture. It's the cushions that go on top of all of that. They're coming in because they got left out over the winter. We just stacked them kind of in the middle of the kind of patio area, so they didn't really get rained on, but they were definitely not in very good shape. So I think I might be able to get one or more summer out of the cushions before those need to be replaced. So remember to bring that furniture in. Our outdoor umbrella tends to be a wintering ground for wayward spiders, so we find those in the springtime. So that's probably going to get brought into the garage as well. So remember that outdoor furniture, another one of those things to take care of.
Great time to replace your HVAC filters. It's just kind of one of those reminders that after all of the pollen and everything that's been blowing around, the smoke that we endured over the summertime, that fall is just a great time to replace those filters in your furnace so that you can breathe easy and that delightful clean air into your home here for autumn.
Okay, Brian, I'm going to have to make a bit of a confession here. The good deacon's not listening because I already know that he's in school and not able to listen to the show, but it looks like he was getting ready to do that because there were two filters in bags just kind of resting against the side of the garage. I know something wasn't behind it. I can't remember. I pulled my car into the garage. I didn't realize they were there. And I opened my car door to get out. And I put the corner of my door right into the center of one of those filters. So I don't know if it's still going to be usable. But yeah, I did that this year. Sorry.
Yikes. Man. You better go to confession for that.
Didn't I just do that? I am sorry that I did that. I am sorry. We'll just have to get some new ones. They're not usable anymore. They might just have a bit of a dent in them, not actually a hole through them, but I'm just a little bit afraid to look at that. All right, here's another thing to remember, because this is something that we hear every year. Now is the time. Check your smoke detector and the CO2 detector, because furnaces are going to be used. That CO2 is a really important one because of the toxins that come with that. You want to make sure if your, you know, furnace may not be working well, that something is not going wrong. So go ahead and check those. If they are battery operated, you want to replace the batteries and make sure that you are ready to, because we're going to be kind of locked in over these fall and winter months. That's for sure.
Prune those trees, trim the dead branches, prune the trees. Do that after they've lost their leaves, though. That helps prevent them from going into shock in the winter and then next spring. But that's a good time to kind of maybe trim back some of that growth. I know I've got a couple of trees that are kind of reaching out into the sidewalk and tickling the hats and the heads of people that walk in our neighborhood. So I don't think they appreciate my long trees and limbs and stuff. So I'm going to have to get out there and prune.
All right. Check your plants too. I noticed one in my back patio. I don't know what kind of a bush that it is. It's a little potted plant. It grows wonderfully. No matter where I put it, it's happy to be there, but it spreads very quickly, easily. Like it likes to put vines out and root. And so I noticed that it was actually putting a vine out with little, like, almost like a sucker system that was sticking itself to the side of my house. And I went, now, wait a second. I don't like the look of that. He winked at me and he said, I'm just hungry. Feed me, Seymour. And I was like, wow, I don't remember that plant talking to me at all before. But it was one of those things too, right next to the chimney. And so I don't want it to grow up on the brick. And that's one of the things, too, that we're supposed to do as we move into it, especially if you're using the chimney a lot. You want to make sure that is ready for the season. If it's a, you know, if you've got a wood stove or something connected to it, you just want to make sure it's clean and ready to go. So that way, when those cold winter days hit, you are ready to have a hot fire. Last one,
and
Brian.
The speaking of the fireplace, reverse the direction of your ceiling fans.
Oh.
So make sure it's going clockwise. Clockwise helps circulate that warm air throughout the room. So there
okay.
you go. Clockwise.
Clockwise. Okay. Holy, I have clockwise. I have to remember that. I am not sure at all which
we
way
we have digital
it goes.
Clocks at Mater Dei, so I don't know that we even remember what direction clockwise is.
No doubt. Oh, that is funny. But there will come the whole shift too of the venting system. The good deacon, like a squirrel, he starts to get kind of like, oh, we've got to make the most of it. And now, you know, because the cooler air goes up now, he's going to make that shift. So that way it's the warm air that is at the top or the bottom. I don't know. See, good thing he's in charge of that. I can't recall exactly how that goes. But together you can work on your house and get it ready to welcome fall and be ready for the winter season. I hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.